It's your man Josie Mo, a.k.a. Joe Murder. And every time I'm online, I gotta check out nappyafro.com for hip-hop reviews and more. Get at me!
You guys can point the finger at him. You can talk about the vacation. And if you do that, it's really unfair. It's really unfair. It's my team. It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair. We lost as a team.
NappyAfro.com.
We lost as a team.
Yeah, motherfuckers. And that's how I got to start this episode. You know, I try and curtail the cursing, but it's episode 50, and we got a lot of shit to talk about in a little bit of time. So we're just going to jump right into it. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Mr. No Pool, a.k.a. Bitch Made, a.k.a. I don't do shit for the site, a.k.a. Mr. Sensitive. That's who the fuck I am.
A.k.a. Yellow. Don't forget Yellow, nigga. You can't throw the Yellow. You showed your Yellow.
You showed your Yellow. Now.
Yeah. Yeah. You heard the voices, so we just gonna go around the group real quick. Sitting in right now, taking time out of his busy day for us. Just a nigga, Be Easy. Say what's up, B.
What's up, man? Be Easy, Mike, awesome, Young Barry White. Y'all know what it is.
And aside from Be Easy and myself, we got King Germ sitting in. Say what's up, Germ.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the commish, a.k.a. we broke that stick out on Northside bitch ass last night, 32-12. My motherfucking Tom Brown Packers turned up. Nigga, we gonna get this work. One win away from the championship game. So, you know what I'm saying?
I got three-week season?
It's a six-week season, man.
Yeah. Shout out to the Tom Brown Packers. And speaking of the Packers, you know always, after we say Packers, pause, we got to talk about the homie GQ Blue. Say what's up, bro.
What's going on, everybody? This is GQ Blue, a.k.a. the Pocket Square Kang, a.k.a. number one, Agent Deliverance. Shout out my maid niggas. They know what that means.
There you go. So, the shit that we talking about this week on episode 50, the glorious episode that was supposed to be a celebration, is about drama. And the reason...
So, you mean tell me we ain't gonna have none of the special guests, like Tracy May not make an appearance, Building Block, Koku, who else we have on the shows? The guys from Animal Farm, anybody, nobody's stopping through?
No, and the reason they're not stopping through is because we learned a valuable lesson over this past week about loyalty. It's about loyalty and about the people that fly the banner of Nappy Afro and Fro Nation. There's only a few, and you're talking to four of them right now. So, this is what the fuck we found out. Before we get into the actual drama, can we talk about the reviews? There's one review in particular people were looking for. It's the Lupe review. And a lot of times you'll see us drop fumble reviews. Shit don't happen. We don't tell y'all what happened. Basically, this is what happened. We counted on somebody to get it done, and it did get done. That won't happen anymore.
Well, let me say this. This is the problem with that. It's different.
Hey, man, no. Let that man talk, man. Let that man talk.
No, the point I wanted to prove, I was going to add a point with saying that we didn't email nobody and say, nigga, do this review.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was getting to. That's what I was getting to, is that when we do reviews around here, a lot of times we get shit from the labels. A lot of times we get shit with Spotify. That's how we get shit sometimes. And we review shit. A lot of reviews y'all are looking for, and that's why we put them up on the site. There's certain major reviews that will be reviewed if it's bullshit. A lot of times we don't review shit because, hey, who wants to review a one-star album? But if it's something that needs y'all to see it, if it's something like that Lupe that y'all had to have in, we plan on reviewing it regardless of what the shit sounds like. So when we do this process, we allow all of our staffers to call the shit that they want to call. 9 times out of 10, it goes by whoever gets the shit in first. Well, that's what we had. A particular person called this review. It didn't get done. And it didn't get done several times. When I say several times, I mean, hey, this review comes out. The album comes out Tuesday. Had a review in next Monday. Cool. Monday came. Where's the review? I'll get it into you Tuesday. Tuesday came. Where's the review? I'll get it into you Thursday. Thursday came. Where's the review? I'll get it to you in 30 minutes. In an hour, we said, hey, where's the review? This is routine. It's not even just... just this situation. I'm just telling it about this situation. But this happened several times. We say, hey, you know what? We got a review coming in. Homie GQ Blue came through in the clutch. He got one up for tomorrow, so you don't even have to have it for tomorrow. Do it over the weekend and have it for Monday. Monday came, and the motherfucker said, hey, I got nothing. I got nothing. So instead of rushing the review and giving y'all some shit that, you know, I try and pull out my ass paws, it just ain't happened. We're going to fix that shit. Major reviews will be handled by one of the Trinity or GQ Blue, and that's just how it's going to go. So you know that next time you see a review that you got to have on the site, it'll be done by one of the staff, and it will be on the site, and it will be done in a timely manner. No shade. That's just how the fuck we rolling. Now, man, that we got I'm that shit. I'm feeling
some type of way about that, though.
I'm just saying. how you feeling some type of way about that?
Cause DJ Khaled, man, somebody was supposed to do that DJ Khaled, man. I'm fucking upset that motherfucking DJ Khaled ain't get done. So whichever motherfucker was on site, they're supposed to do that motherfucking DJ Khaled ain't do that shit. Fuck you, nigga. You done, nigga. You done.
Like, go ahead. Like father, like God, son. You want to say that? You know what I'm talking about too, John.
God damn. So, and for the people that don't like to hear us bitch, because y'all used to me and Jern bitching every week. We bitch about Fro and how we hustle this site and shit like that. Sorry. That's this whole episode. That's what the fuck is going to be. So you might want to skip to 51. But 50 is about to be about that shit. So the drama that I want to talk about is the shit that happened over our fantasy football league. The league that I am 4-1 in, I believe now. Is it 4-1, Jerm? I know you said shit. A win snuck in.
In second place.
Second place? Who in first place?
Yep. The person who lives in Detroit that shall remain nameless.
Is he really? We got to stop. Yes. It must be by points, because I know he got a loss too, right?
It's
got
to be points, yeah, because it's like, yeah, he's like, yeah, the Detroit face fuckers in first place in the pro fantasy league.
What's his nickname? Because he had a nickname too, right?
Pete from the D.
No. Because you call him the Throat Thrusters.
The Throat Thrusters, yeah.
Where did that come from?
I mean, if you're a face fucker, you're a throat thruster. Come on.
Like the easiest nickname in the history of nicknames. But
So
from this league of ours that we started 2 years ago, that we tried to start like
this is the third season.
I got too much on my head right now. You know, that's why y'all here to correct me. This league has always been ratchet. Last year we almost had somebody's kids getting killed. People calling out people's
threats. Niggas pulling tools out on niggas. Like, this league is gangsta. Like, niggas don't understand. Like, niggas was like, yo, man. I had a nigga like, yo, my this was no joke. This was one of the comments. He was like, listen, my father-in-law is a police, you know, is a cop. What you just did was a felony, and I'm reporting you to the police. He's like, you're going to jail. So he was like,
and this is our league.
Motherfucker changed their Facebook picture to a gun and some bullets. To let you know, like, hey, nigga, shit is real. You know, I got threatened. Nigga was like, yo, I might have to come down to Florida and see you, nigga. I got some family down there. Maybe it's time to go on vacation. Because, you know, I mean, the shit got crazy, man. But go ahead, sorry.
You good, man. I mean, that's pretty much the whole gist of it, is that this league is ratchet. So, out of this ratchet-ass league, and I'm going to let Jerm take over because he's a commish. Out of this ratchet-ass league, we had some shit start with the last game. And Jerm, go ahead and kick in with however you want to lead into this shit.
All right. So this is the sixth week of the fantasy team, of the fantasy season, my ad. All right, we had a live draft. You know, we had a lot of participation. Some people didn't show up for the live draft. Then, you know, the season started, you know, 2-3 weeks go by, and you notice that people haven't changed their lineup. You notice that people haven't, you know, taken the people that's on injury reserve off their team. You haven't made any changes because you still have I want to get it right. You know, you still have fucking Beanie Wells on your team. You still have, like, okay, yeah, you, well, they made some changes now since the bullshit went down, but you haven't touched your team all season. And that's not fair in a 16-team league, which some people don't understand because most people play 10, 12, 14, you know what I'm saying? In 16, 18, and like we had big leagues. When you got a team that's not participating, those players just sitting there could help out somebody else. Or, and like I was going to do this year, since, you know, a person who, you know, shall remain nameless, you know, unless, because I don't want to get them no more shine than they have already, you know, the success that we have achieved in 5 years, that they brought more success in their tenure here than, you know, than we have ever done. But anyway, you know, if you ain't messing with your team, then, you know, I found somebody else to, you know, that want to manage the team. And so I, you know, hey, I sent the person the thing, say, hey, here you go. You got a new team. You got to work with what you got. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, next thing I know, person whose team they got, you know, they were neglecting, as we read in the, you know, on the post on the website, you know, they get all upset. You know, somebody, hey, what's going on? I want my team back. I want this. I want that. And I'm like, motherfucker, you ain't even been doing shit. Nah. You know, just because I've been, you know, I said I've been slack. Not that I've been, I mean, what you mean? You've been on slack. Like, that's what I mean. You neglected your team. You ain't been doing shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, now that he lost the team, he really wanted it back. And the person was a moderator on the Facebook Nappy Afro fan page, whatever, you know, whatever you called it. And what they did was, since they was a moderator on the page, they just knocked all us off as moderators, and they was the lone moderator, and then, you know, changed the pictures around, did some old whole shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, I was trying to take the high horse about it, because at first I was going to say, you know what, I ain't like getting bullied. Like, the motherfucker had me, like, he put me in a situation where, like, look, get my team back or I'm going to keep the page. And I'm like, you know what? I said, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Be Easy was the one who was like, you know what, Germ, nah, don't be like that. Took us too long to get up here. You know what I'm saying? I only got a Facebook, but, you know, but I was like, nah, fuck that shit. Let him have it. And he was like, nah. He said, you let that nigga know that, you know, the only reason why you getting your team back, because, you know what I'm saying, I talked to you about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, he was like, because I was going to be like, you know what, let him have it. Me and Saul Wright had already said, look, fuck it, let him have a Facebook
this
page.
This is how the shit went down. I don't mean to cut you off. This is how the shit went down. I saw the shit on the page, and it had the Nappy Afro banner with the hat through it. And I was like, okay, wait a minute. And I looked. I was like, Jern acting stupid about the FedEx football shit. I ain't worried about it. And then I saw it said spread germs. Yes, I'm naming names. I saw it said spread germs. I said, hold up. I said, bro, is really wigging out about this shit. He done took the page. So I went to look at the admin shit, and none of us were on it. So at this point, because of the GoDaddy shit, because of the anonymous shit, hacking somebody's shit is horrible. That's the worst shit anybody want to see. And when you have a Facebook page, which now has up to 1,000 people, and you see some shit that looks like your Facebook page got hacked, niggas going to stop fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? That's just to protect their own shit. So I immediately thought, like, it was a bad move for business. I thought it was terrible. Jern was like, hey, you know what? That's kind of silly. And I was like, you know, it's silly, but this shit is fucking up business. If he took over my page or Jern page, hey, there's the comedy. Oh, this nigga's acting up. But this is our business. We do this shit as much as we sit up and talk and act a fool. We do this shit for 5 years. Some of us work 10 hours a day on this motherfucker. Some of us work 5 hours. Some of us work overnight doing reviews for y'all ass to get up on the site. So to have somebody fuck with our business shit, it's a problem. And I immediately let that nigga know it's a problem. Because in case y'all don't know, because you're not in the fantasy league, it's free. This is a free league. No one's paying shit. You don't get any money. You don't get a trophy. You just get to say I'm the champion. And this nigga took a free league and tried to take down our business page. That's a problem. Go ahead, Jern.
Hey, also, just throwing out that his neglecting of the team was documented on the post on the main site for 6 weeks. So you can go back to all the posts that Jern made about fantasy football, the recap, and you can see almost everyone he says, nigga, check your goddamn lineup. Hey, nigga. It was a running gag. You know what I'm saying? He was tacoing it up.
Yeah, he was definitely tacoing that shit up. Nigga picking the kicker with the first pick and everything. So now we're sitting up here, and he asked for his email. You know, he gives us his email. Jerm is trying to work with this nigga to get it established, because Be Easy's like, hey, fix it. I'm like, fuck him. Jerm is like, fuck him too. But let's go ahead and get this shit fixed. We're trying to do this for the nation. So Jerm exchanged a couple emails with him. And now at some point, in all of this shit, at some point, I don't know if it's because of the emails or whatever, he decides that Jerm is the angel in this situation. So Jerm is the only nigga that's trying to help the situation. I'm a punk bitch, and Easy is apparently a punk bitch too. We ain't shit. Jerm somehow, the nigga that kicked him out the league, is apparently the only nigga that's really trying to rock with the fro. So, this happens. I'm already done with it, because I didn't even know, at this point, I didn't even know anything was going on. We left the comments, and I was done. And I come back, and I see my mentions on Twitter all fucked up. I said, what the fuck are you talking about, nigga? I ain't do shit. I didn't even get a chance to go at Jern for cutting the nigga. This is how quickly this shit happened. So, he's exchanging emails with Jern, and I guess apparently they got some kind of understanding or whatever. Well, now B Easy wakes up and he starts seeing shit. He's like, what the fuck is going on here? So now Easy starts emailing him. And Easy, you want to go ahead and kick in what happened from the time you start talking to this nigga? Because this is when it really got hot.
Oh, God. It was so much. So I emailed him. I explained to him. I said, look, man, I don't got a Facebook page. I'm not even playing damn fantasy football this year. And he was like, first of all, I want to say, basically, I think we seen a breakdown live. This nigga was just crumbling. You know what I'm saying? Because he wasn't making no sense. He was like, I was like, I don't have Facebook. Never have. I'm pretty sure. Let's skip back there. Anyway, I'm skipping up because it's a long, long email. So after I told him that, and I told him I didn't understand what he's doing, he was like, you don't got to understand it. I put the emails back in there as moderators, but he was putting it back on. But anyway, make a long story short, so I tried to talk to him about it, and he told me, I ain't got to understand what's going on. And then he said he mad because he got beat between 4 niggas, but 1,000 niggas coming at him. And then he said, talk to me about something that benefits the site. Are you fucking serious?
This nigga stood
up. I got one better. Check this out. So today, I'm on motherfucking Facebook, and the nigga hit me up on Facebook. The nigga say, I ain't think y'all would give up that easy. I'm disappointed. I said, I mean, dot, dot, dot. It's just a Facebook fan page. It's really not that big of a deal. He said, LOL, right. Then what was the last 24 hours about? Whatever, y'all got it back. I said, bro, I don't even know what the last 24 was about. I said, but the sitch is over, and everyone needs to move on. And then he was like, when's the next procast? I'm in.
Now, I don't understand how we got to this point. And this is what I was telling them before we got on air to record it. Before we got on air, last night, the last conversation was basically, fuck it. All of us said, fuck the Facebook page. We were going to get y'all. And we still have a backup page made. This is how we hustle. We were going to get y'all back on board. We're going to tell you to leave the Facebook page alone. Go ahead. Who you trying to jump
in? No, I'm going to say this really quick. I'm going to jump back up. I'm going to let you finish. No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. No, I was telling Jerm, like, if me and you ever argue, anybody on this broadcast, and I tell you to eat a dick after we argue, I ain't fucking with you no more.
That's pretty much
it. I told him, eat a dick. I was like, eat a dick, bitch-ass nigga, and that was the last thing I said to him.
And that's pretty much how I got it. I was like, okay, well, the shit's over now. Everybody, it's unanimous. The Facebook page is gone. And we hated to see it go, but we were like, you know what? We could just build it back up. That's what the fuck we've been doing for all this time. The site been taken down several times. We get it back up. That's what we do. So the last message was sent last night around 7 o'clock Central. And that was it. So then today, I'm up because I don't sleep like a motherfucker. I get a couple messages. He like, oh, that's how y'all feel. And then that's when the name calling started. That's when I was told that German Easy tell him that I don't do shit for the site anyway.
No, that ain't what he said.
That's exactly what he said.
No, that's not what he said.
Exactly what he said.
Oh, you read that wrong. I'm telling you because I'm reading it now. You took the context out of it because I'm going to read it back to you what you said. Because I'm looking at it because I was like, no, he didn't say that.
Hold on. Where was this at now? What did he say? Oh, okay.
Oh, this is what he said. He was like, okay, hold on. I found it right. Okay. He said, why you think shit started to flow when I came on board? He said, nigga, you expendable. Fuck out of here. You have no clout, nigga. Then he said, if it wasn't for me, nigga, no one would know who you were. You don't do shit. That's all Be Easy and King Germ. So stay in your lane.
Oh, okay. He didn't say y'all told him that. That's just how.
No, he said basically like he's saying like basically you don't do shit right, like me right. And you like you and but he don't understand I don't do shit and you and King you and Saul Wright Be Easy do all the work. That's why I said niggas got it twisted. King Germ don't do shit on the pro. I just show up for the pro cat. I'm the motherfucking tackle for the Seahawks.
You nigga, you are not asking about Seahawks player on this goddamn pro cat.
What's his name? That tight end, the one that don't never come to motherfucker. He been in the league for like 20 years.
Don't know.
What's his name, man? Walter Jones, man. Goddamn.
Oh, his big ass. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the one that just, the motherfucker, he don't practice or nothing. He just show up on Sunday, game day.
Yeah.
And they see that nigga next Sunday. Like, he don't come to training camp. He just show up for the game.
So correction, Fro Nation. He didn't say that they told him that. He just said, that's what it is. He went on all this shit. Now, I could have kept the shit going. And if y'all know me, I'm pretty laid back. I call shit fair as possible. And I try not to fuck with drama. I don't like drama. But at this point, this nigga's clearly coming for drama. And I said, okay, that's cool. Just delete the page. And then the nigga says, nah, if I was going to delete it, I would delete it. But you see, I didn't do it. I'm Fro-Nation for life. I said, okay, that's cool. Delete the page. He was like, nah. Oh, I went ahead and gave King Germ the power back. All I need is y'all email so I can add you back to it. I said, don't worry about it. We're not concerned. Delete the page. I just said this shit three times. And then immediately it becomes a backtrack to where, oh, I see you fighting for it. That tells me a lot. Go ahead, give me your email, and I put it on here. I still ain't gave him the email. I was like, you know what? It's just about the principle of you fucking up a business page over some personal shit. And I'm steady telling him this. He's like, nah, it's cool, man. I'll go ahead and let y'all in. I don't even want to be a mod no more. I just want to be posting, you know what I'm saying? Because the shit that happened over this last 24 is the best thing that happened to the Fro. You should see my inbox. It's popping now. I'm on the East Coast. I got my ear to the street. This is the best thing that can happen to the Fro.
Wow.
So, hey. Of course, as soon as he gives me back the mod privileges, I booted that nigga off the page.
Okay, so that's what this 742
as hard as you can.
I booted him like, as soon as I got in there, as soon as I added Germ, I booted him off the page. He was like, it looks like I got booted anyway. I figured. And then he said, oh, so just making sure. So you booted me off the page, even though as if I was a content person, I could have just posted stuff and not mess with moderator shit. And I said, absolutely. As soon as I did, I booted you out. I said, there's no way we were going to have you in any kind of position of authority based on you hacking our page for the last 24 hours. He was like, all right, I understand. I get it back. I mean, but you got to understand, anybody would have did the same thing in my position. I said, no, they wouldn't, nigga. This is a free fantasy league, and you hacked our business page. Nobody would do that same shit. He's like, yeah, I see your point, but I get it back. I was like, you know what? If them niggas want to give it back to you, they'll do it because I'm the bitch-made nigga that don't do shit, and I'm the crybaby, so I'm not changing shit.
Wow. Oh, shit. Hold on, y'all. I got some information. Now, hold on. More information. Okay, hold on.
Breaking news on the Frocat.
Breaking news. Okay. See, I feel bad now, man. Spread Germs had a yeast infection yesterday. It caused him to act like a bitch.
And you still see during this show, I've not called this nigga bitch, but I've been all kinds of names. This is what happens to Sawrack. The expendable nigga. The expendable nigga gets the heat. And I still ain't saying this nigga name out of context. But
gunshot effects or something like that. We like guns.
Oh, Blue, how you doing, man? I forgot you was there. Blue, hey, everybody. GQ Blue is the show, man.
Hey, so Spread Journey, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
You know what people, I just want y'all to know that Be Easy go-to insult is to call a man a girl. He's going to feminize you in some way. He'll be like, oh, like he'll say something like, he'll call you, be like, yeah, man, I'm feeling a little sick. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot you. You must have taken your tampon this morning. He'll say, oh, you'll say something to him. Oh, what? You didn't take your prenatal vitamin this morning? Oh, so what's the problem? I'm like, God damn. That's his go to. He's going to call you a girl.
But no, but he was acting like a girl. He was acting like a fucking bitch. Let's be real, man.
I just don't understand how you go from a free league that you're not paying anything for to taking somebody's business page and then in the same breath calling them the bitches.
No, the sad thing is that, and I'm speaking for Germ, but if I'm wrong, say I'm wrong, Germ. If he would have made enough noise, if after he would have gave the team to Nate, he would say, look, man, I've been going through some shit, you know, blah, 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 can I please get my team back? He would have gave his goddamn team back.
It wouldn't have been no problem. I mean, that was part of the process anyway. Jerm was like, oh, my bad, nigga, I didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? You weren't fucking with the team. But by that point, he had hacked the page. Like, this is really how the shit
went. Yeah, it's like, it was like a sneak attack. He said, y'all blindsided me, so I blindsided y'all. And I'm just like, really? Over this? Like, I mean, he could have, you know, then I got a message this morning from him. He was like, show me how I got my team back. He said, I can't get it back. I can look at it, but I can't make no roster changes or nothing. There is no email sent my way, so show me where my shit is. I gave you power back to the Facebook so y'all can conduct business. But why would I make y'all have the same power as me? Then y'all can unmoderate me and boot me from the league, which I can't participate in. He said, no nigga would give up that leverage. Stop playing. Admit this shit is making Nappy Afro way more interesting. Seeing y'all get so mad over it is amusing, especially that nigga Saul. Then I was like,
hey, so,
I sent it.
So what happened, man? Let's talk about this. Hold on.
Let me finish this. You know, I say I sent the invite again. You should receive it in his Gmail, which is gmail.com. And just follow the link. He said, don't try to sign. And I told him, I said, don't try to sign in until you have activated the link. And he said, you seen what I did and read what's been going on Twitter? I said, LOL, so I can't even be the moderator. I have no admin role. I gave you your shit back. That was a deal. You ain't have to ban me from making posts. LOL, I can't even contribute. They're all as well. Now make me a manager. I made it so I had no admin role, so I can't hack y'all. You just threw me aside. All I was waiting for was to get back in the league, and I was going to get y'all shit back. I could have deleted at any time, but I didn't. I had no intention of deleting the page, but it was the only leverage I had. He said, that's weak. And I was just like, huh? And he's like, whatever the email you gave me, but myself as manager, as soon as I was able to get my team back, demoted myself, but I guess that wasn't good enough. I can't contribute at all, but I guess that's what I get for standing up for myself. I said, contribute to what? He said, it was a good run, but I did what I had to. And I guess he was talking about the Facebook page. He said, don't worry about it. Y'all got the page back. I got my team back. That's all I wanted. And I said, cool. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just like.
But you know, in the email to me, he was like, y'all know I've been going through problems. I was like, fuck your problems, nigga. Like, I don't get that.
Thanks.
I'm saying we all got problems. Don't tell me German saw no, I've been going through problems. Nigga, fuck your problems. Like, really, dog. Like,
I don't know this nigga, man. I don't know like I said, nothing about his problem. I don't know this nigga. I don't know him. We talked to him once on a Frocast. I don't know him. I don't know shit about that cat. I mean, you know, after the situation, we know where he stay and shit like that. But I don't know that nigga.
Come on, I'm gangster, nigga.
I don't talk
you
to
gangsta.
That. Hey, I don't talk. I don't know him, and it's not because I got beef. I just don't know that nigga. I've never fucked with him. First of all, how did he get down with the site?
Be easy.
Okay. One time I was discovering that a lot of our posts was popping up on this website. And it wasn't that he was taking our information and he was just giving us a link to like this from Nappy Afro. No. A website was just taking our post and just act like they wrote it. And it was spread during website.
So wait, it was on his business website?
Nah.
Okay, so
and so then me and Germ were talking, so I was like, Germ, you see this shit? And you know how Germ is. So I was saying, like, anyway, if y'all know the history of how many times Germ done bucked that niggas on the web on the internet real quickly over Nappy Afro, it's funny. So anyway, me and Germ talked about it. He approached Spirit Germ. He's like, look, nigga, so you just gonna take our shit like that? Like he wasn't even like nice, you gonna take our shit like that? And Spread Germ was like, what website? And he was like, nigga, first of all, I was like, nigga, you know what website we fucking talking about. Don't do that. Like, if you see like 30 or 40 posts on a website, you know where the fuck it's coming from.
Right.
And so then Germ was like, nah, nigga, you know this site, nigga, here's the link right here. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry, man, my bad. Hey, man, I want to be down with Nappy Afro. And that's how it all started.
So let me get this shit straight. Let me put this in context real quick. And then we're going to go to GQ Blue for some comic relief because this shit is ridiculous. We rocking with Nappy Afro. We putting up articles. And this nigga comes and steals the articles, puts them on his site without any credits or anything like that. No link backs to us or nothing like that.
Nothing.
Y'all
nothing.
Check this nigga. He says, okay, my bad. Apologize for stealing. Admits he's stealing them. Apologizes. And then says he wants to be down. Mm-hmm. So that's the first theft.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for whatever reason, we let him be down. I don't understand how that part happened.
Because he was a graphic designer, and you know, and it was just like he brought something to the table. And you know what I'm saying? Even though the little stealing shit.
Like, the whole thing, him coming in, doing some graphic design, you know, helping, you know, we were trying to make the team stronger, never did any graphic design.
Okay, so he didn't even fulfill that part of the bargain.
You got to understand. Sorry, you seen how it go. You see how BEZ is. You might make a graphic something, and you know, you know how BEZ is. So matter of fact, he was making little posts in the forums. <You're> like, Never mind, man.
Me and him had a discussion, and I was like, look, just do what you do. If you write something, do what you do. And he said, I used to say, he said a lot of shit that niggas say all the time. I'd be more comfortable. I'll be more comfortable if you did it. That's what he, that was the whole conversation me and him had about it.
Okay, so we picked him up, we scooped him up, we brushed his shit aside, we let him on the team. And then, over the past 24 hours, 48 hours now at this point, I don't even know no more, he steals from us again. He stole our Facebook page over Football League. And so now we got a page back. Is he back in the Football League, Germ?
Who?
Spread Germs.
Oh, yeah.
You're a good guy.
I mean, well, okay. People, I'm just going to put it to vote right now. Should he be back in the league? I'm going to leave it to GQ Blue. From all the stuff that you heard, GQ Blue, do you think he should be back in the league? Should we give his team to Nate P. Watson?
Man, hell nah, man. That's some real hurt nigga shit. we was talking back and forth. Me and Saul Wright the other day, we was emailing him because he had asked me, you know, just an email about the site or whatever. And so I was like, you know, I don't have my phone, so, you know, I can't check it from my phone. So I kind of been out the loop on stuff about what happened while I was gone over the weekend. And also, fuck Atlanta, but I'll get to that later. And I was like, so what happened? And I was like, that's some real sensitive shit. And I'll be upset anyway. That's business. You are messing with somebody's business. And, you know, I've only been on, you know, working with the site for a month, but still, I can still understand, like, look, that's, you mess with somebody's business. That's with advertising, promotion. And for you to do that over a free fantasy football team, really? I got like three of them. Somebody can have them.
Not only that, a free team that you haven't managed for 6 weeks.
Somebody, please, think of the country bumpkins. It's horrible. We are 1-5 right now. Quiet as kept. While y'all been talking about this, I've been trying to make some trades on my fantasy teams right now, getting ready for Thursday. But
this is so. He's not in the league, apparently. If GQ gets the call, he's not in the league. And
this is on GQ Blue.
And then outside of that, look at Germ putting the shit on somebody else again.
Exactly. No, I'm saying, because I don't want to make, people, I'm trying to make a decision, taking the high road of the situation. Like,
how many times you going to take the high road?
This is what I'm saying. Listen, the dude obviously got some issues, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want a nigga blow his brains out over this fantasy team, he get kicked out. Then I'm like, oh, shit. The nigga that live on the ass blew his brain. I'm saying, I ain't want to do that.
Germ, man, yeah. If you're going to blow your brains out over a free fantasy football league, you are beyond the help that we can give this man.
Exactly.
There's no help. I wish him all the best. I hope he gets everything right. And in the grand scheme of life, I really don't feel like you losing one fantasy. Make another one.
Yeah.
Make another one.
I heard that most time when women on their period, they act like this anyway. So God, I think that I wouldn't even worry about it. In 3 days, he's going to be fine.
Wow. Look. And then the audacity, after all this shit, the audacity of this motherfucker to say, I'll be on the next Frocast. He can't add me back to the Facebook page if I can contribute. Look here, bro. My whole issue this entire time has been about you not handling business like you should be handling business. Fuck all the name calling. I've been called a lot of shit. That doesn't bother me. You call me whatever the fuck you want to call me. That's cool. We're in the review business. I was called everything from that Chameleon Air review. It's fine. But when you start talking about the shit that we deal with for 5 years, the shit that we've been grinding, we sitting up at 3:00 in the morning doing reviews and tweaking shit and searching the net for links and listening to albums that y'all will never fucking hear just so we can get a little bit more insight for a review to put up for nobody to comment on. You want to come and take our Facebook page over a fantasy football league and you call yourself a businessman? Nah, dog. We can't rock with that shit. There is no we cool. It was just a joke. That's business. This shit is personal to me because it's business. So I don't fuck around with that shit. As far as the whole bitch made and all that shit, hey, props to you for using your big boy vocabulary. But that's not how we rock around here, man.
Son,
you know what I'm saying? So that's not what we do, son. And I was telling Be Easy that somebody hit me up last week. I got a DM on Twitter last week from a big wig in Hollywood. I don't know. It could have been because of the fucking Facebook site. But I haven't heard from that nigga since. I haven't heard from him, and I'm sure that the hack on the Facebook page didn't look good either. And so my point is that you could have done some damage by now that we can't fix. So if that's what you were going for, props to you. But let it be known that your business name has been mentioned on the Frocast before. It's been mentioned on the site before. It's been mentioned in the forums before. So we've sent you some business. Now, I don't know if you landed it. I don't know what happened with that shit. But we've been nothing but good to you as far as this Nappy Afro shit goes. Because if you go to steal the source's shit and then say, hey, can I write for you? Your ass is going to jail. There is no okay, you can rock with us. And then you steal some of the other shit and then say, okay, I'm cool, can you add me back? They ain't gonna fucking air you out. This is the Frocast. We only three people listen to us. You know what I'm saying? There's only three people. And four of them are here. So you do the math. But for you to act like that, dog, and then to act like you did us a favor with all this shit, I can't rock first, with you. So my vote first is not.
I don't agree with that three people thing. Go ahead.
Okay, so five people listen to us. Either way.
I think a couple of hundred, but go ahead.
Hey, that might be true. And we want to give props to anybody in the Fro Nation. As much as we give y'all shit, we're going to give you props this week for stepping up and handling business. I know the nigga Uncle Clay Davis hit me up on Twitter and was like, what the fuck is going on? Dan Doe the Pirate. Yeah, Uncle Clay.
You see the name on Twitter?
Yeah, that's his name on Twitter, Uncle Clay. I think it's _ Uncle Clay.
Hold on. John Fisher shit, man.
What shit?
Your mic.
You sound, did you Mike dive on the water?
Or some shit.
Yeah. Breaking up now,
Bill? What'd you do different?
Is it messed up? Just answer the question. I didn't do nothing.
Take the condom okay, off then. The mic. But Uncle Clay hit me up on Twitter. Negro Domus, Dando the Pirate, hit me up on Twitter trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. And I had an exchange with that nigga over the weekend trying to coach him up. Stop drinking, nigga. You 18. Stop it. You know what I'm saying? And these are the people that fuck with us. RT3 didn't see what happened yet, but I'm sure he'll see this post and leave a book as usual, the MVP of the Fro Nation. These are the people that fuck with us, and apparently this nigga was shook by all the emails y'all sent him to his inbox. So we appreciate y'all for fucking with us. We know that we got a real Fro Nation crew out there, and we're gonna try to take this shit to the next level. But this is what the fuck we had to deal with over this past week. We got anything else to add? We're going to go to a music break and then come back and talk about some current event shit. But are we done with this topic? Are we good? We got some more shit to say?
I'm good. I just hope she be okay. I just want her to be okay.
God damn it.
I'm just saying, I'm worried about her. Y'all got jokes.
Nigga.
Well, Nate P. Watson, get ready, man. You got a game Thursday night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but yeah.
The lineup may be a little shitty, but you know.
You got LaShawn McCoy, Andre Johnson. I mean, you got a team, man, but you know.
He got a couple. He got somebody who's a free agent and somebody who's on IR.
Yeah, but hey, I'm open to make any trades with you, though, Nate P. Watson. I'm just saying, man. My season ain't over. You know what I'm saying? So
this is what it is.
Don't trade with Saul Ray. Hey, man, what are you talking about? Yeah, let's go to music.
Yeah, we're going to go to music break. We're going to reset the show. We'll come back and close this shit out. You know what? At this point, y'all know how we do the Frocast. We record the shit. I add the music later. I have some music selected. I might not pick it. So you listen to what the fuck we play, and that'll be what it is. I ain't announcing shit. We'll holler at you after the break. What's that?
Play some Pastor Troy.
No, don't pay
him. I was going to play some Dr. Yeah. I was going to play some Dr. Dre, the Chronic Bitches Ain't Shit. That's what I was going to play.
Oh, man.
That's what I was going to play. But there's no need for that kind of heat right now.
I like that choice. That's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Well, the boss is spoken, so that's what the fuck you going to get. We're going to holler at you after the break, y'all.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. On these nuts and suck the dick. Get the fuck out of the yard. Then I hop in my Tinder, make a quick run. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Get the fuck out of the yard. Then I hop in my Tinder, make a quick run.
I used to know a bitch named Merrick Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tight than a motherfucker with the gangsta beats. And we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton streets. Pink. The shit got deep and it was out. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat. I didn't give a fuck what a
bitch was that? But she was hanging with a white bitch, doing the shit she do, sucking on his dick just to get a buck or two. And the few ends she got didn't mean nothing. Now she's suing, cause shit that she be doing ain't shit. Bitch can't hang with the streets, she found herself show. So now she taking me to coke. It's real conversation for your ass. So recognize and pass the day.
Now as I'm rolling with my nigga Dre and Eastwood, fucking hoes clocking dough up to no good. We flip flop and serve hoes like flapjack,
but we don't let him have
bitch, and it's like that. This is what you look for in a hoe who got cash flow. You run up in them hoes and grab the cash and get your dash on while you're chilling with your homies and shit. And how my niggas kick the anthem like this.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Bitch only left and such today. Get the fuck out of
here, you're
done.
Then I'll
make a quick run
to the stove to get me a photo. Snoop Doggy Dog pays, there must mean more hoes. So I head down the streets to Long Beach just so I can meet a freak to lick me from my head to my feet. And I'm here now, I'm ready to be done up. Nothing but homies around, so I put my gun up. Bitches on my nuts like clothes. But I'm from the pound and we don't love them hoes. How could you trust a hoe? Cause a hoe's a trick, I don't love them trick. Cause the trick's a bitch and my dick's constantly in the mouth. Turning them trick assholes the fuck out now.
I once had a bitch named Manny May. Used to be all in them guts like every day. The pussy was the bomb, had a nigga on sprung. I was in love like a motherfucker licking the pearl tongue. The homies used to tell me that she wasn't no good, but I'm the maniac in black, Mr. Snoop Eastwood. So I figured niggas wouldn't trip with mine. Guess what, got dappled by one time. I'm back to the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my chest, now it's time to bail. I get released on a hot sunny day. My nigga D.O.C. and my homie Dr. Dre. Scoop in a coupe, Snoop, we got news. Your girl was tricking while you was draping your county blues. I ain't been out a second, and already gotta do some motherfucking chin and checking. Move up the blocks as we groove up the blocks. See my girl's house? Drake, pass the Glock, kicking the dough. I look on the floor, it's my little cousin Daz, and he fucking my hoe. Yo, I uncock my shit. I'm hard broke, but I'm still low. Man, fuck a bitch.
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks. Bitch only touch and such today. Get the fuck out of here, done. Then I hop in my shit to make a quick run. Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks. Bitch only touch and such today. Get the fuck out of here, done. Then I hop in my shit to make a quick run.
Bitches ain't shit. Bitches ain't shit.
Wild out, this is it. Blast the shit, lunatics. You ain't scared, go ahead. Put your hands high. Wild out, this is it. Blast the shit, lunatics. You ain't scared, go ahead. Put your hands high.
My only weakness is I ain't scared of nothing. My only weakness is I ain't scared of nothing. My only weakness is I ain't scared of nothing. My only weakness is I ain't scared of nothing. That nigga Chino Excel is a cold menace. That ain't scared of nothing, like I got no nerve endings. With the sickest sentence, that is known from here to Venice. Since McRuben signed my demo, been stronger than Wooly Mammoth. Hard darker than Black Sabbath, a real master of words that causes havoc like Prodigy's partner's parents. Syllable chemist, was 16 with my first 12-inch. Destined, I had no choice like an arranged marriage. Like an inbred, tie you up in a tool shed. Hang you upside down and beat you till your piss turns red. Make you an invalid, yes I'm sick and into it. It makes my heart warm like hating my father when I was a kid. No saving grace.
face. I'm using razor blades to slash your arms. You're left for days and ate by gators in the Everglades swamps. I ain't scared of nothing, I'm stubborn, alive wire. My name in sign language is a middle finger on fire.
My only weakness is I ain't scared of nothing. My only weakness is I ain't scared of nothing. My only weakness is I ain't scared of nothing. My only weakness is I ain't scared of nothing.
Wild out, this is it, bless the shit. Lunatics, you ain't scared, go ahead, put your hands high. Wild out, this is it, bless the shit. Lunatics, you ain't scared, go ahead, put your hands high.
I'm that brawler god of carnage that would body college. Sick as gynecologist, spit college in that live piranhas. Eat cyanide olives by a cottage in the father's forest. Burning down a farmer's crops just when he was about to harvest. My vocal cords will murder yours from sheer power wattage. Your comments, why did the plague of Chino rain down upon us? Silence, I'm breaking your legs, you're nauseous. You can't run again like a president that already served 2 terms in office. Living lawless, raw performance for the riches. Put you down like toilet seats when you live in a house full of bitches. Sicker than Caesar, syphilis, and JonBenet Ramsey's killers and pictures of Natalie Holloway's titty. Can I get a witness? My spirit is big, so I don't fear a thing. A karate kick, Steven Seagal in his lace front wig. Fuck a pig, hop out the whip and shatter your ribs. Wearing a mask in broad day like Michael Jackson scares dead. And I flip and then whip you to death in a marble bar stool. And dig up your corpse so I can drive in a lane for the carpool. How do you think you can threaten the metaphor weapon that's responsible for inventing this industry's rebellion? Hellion, dark scoundrel, me fearing someone over my dead body, nigga.
My only weakness is
I ain't scared of nothing.
My only weakness is
I ain't scared of nothing.
My only weakness is
I ain't scared of nothing.
My only weakness is
I ain't scared of nothing.
Wild out, this is it, bless the shit. Lunatics, you ain't scared, go ahead, put your hands high. Wild out, this is it, bless the shit. Lunatics, you ain't scared, go ahead, put your hands high.
Lungs of a champion, I take one breath when I start an album and don't breathe again till I'm sitting at mastering. Chino the ambassador, cast the spell of a massacre. Hell is the task of the assassin that does more spasm per capita. Serving half of the bastard rappers, inhaling cancer, breathe out asthma. Dump your body in the back of a factory canister. My position is vivid, if it's a gimmick I give it 60 minutes then exhibit the sickest spinach, verbal spillage. Worship my words, I got more game than wildlife preserves. I'm purging out sperm in a permanent goopy burst that stand firm in a stance that Chino Excel is the handsomest. No time for romance and shit, I'm on my Charles Manson shit. I got so many bars that I could apply for a liquor license. Not the lesbian type that's dyking, but Viking trips I'm writing. Where my similes are similar and likened to a lichen. Werewolf in the night that I have you in your stripe after life uniting. I'm fighting, managing, keeping savage at all costs. Fuck showers, I'm dragging Mark Zimmerman through a car wash. I rhyme to the point of exhaustion, killing everybody. Your copy 16 is sloppy and played out like Ann Hardy. You started, I'm slashing, I don't wanna hear you sorry. Leave your face fractured, twisted back with like Whitney's baby's daddy Bob. Yeah. I'm the illest is what the gossip is. Wanna rep your state? Aight, I beat you into the state of unconsciousness. Monstrous till I'm posthumous. It's obvious. Me fearing anybody breathing simply nonsense.
My only weakness is
I ain't scared of nothing.
My only weakness is
I ain't scared of nothing.
My only weakness is
I ain't scared of nothing.
My only weakness is
I ain't scared of nothing.
My nigga, fuck what you say. My niggas out for the cake. Was on the block 8 night. Was on the block 8 day. I do this shit for my fam. You do this shit for the fame. I kept it real from the jump, and that's just how I remain. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. My nigga, don't get me started. Don't get me started. My niggas gorillas, they go so hard. So dumb, retarded. Cause a nigga when I think it's sweet, then try me. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Okay, now click full of niggas with temples. Click full of niggas and killers. Wanna count me out, okay then. Look into a nigga eyes, remember. I'm the same little nigga from the block hole. In a drop steel rock with a Glock on. How about that green guap lodge on? Don't get me started. Oh, I come through whipping the phantom. Y'all niggas really can't stand it. Them hoes really be jocking. Diamonds and got them watching. Say Ace ain't getting no money. Pussy, I beg your pardon. You don't wanna get me started. You don't wanna speak on ballin'. Okay, okay, what it look like? Pull that new thing out, then it's good night. With a bad bitch, she so thick, she rollin'. I know this, internet gon' froze, nigga know that. Act up, I snap like a Kodak. And these niggas won't hold back. Fuck what you say, my niggas out for the cake. Was on the block 8 night, was on the block 8 day. I do this shit for my fam, you do this shit for the fame. I kept it real from the jump, and that's just how I remain. Don't get me started, don't get me started. My nigga, don't get me started. Don't get me started. My niggas gorillas, they go so hard. So dumb, retarded. Cause a nigga when I think it's sweet, then try me. Don't get me started, don't get me started. Okay, them pussy niggas be hatin'. Focus focus on what I'm making. Came through in that phantom, them pussy niggas can't take it. Spit big bread on my chain, still long stroking your mane. I'm rich nigga, like yeah nigga, they hoping I stay the same. They say I change when I got fame, bitch niggas they complain. Flat black in that 2-do, nigga must think he Bruce Wayne. Like damn, who it would it be like? Harlem diamonds, you don't need lights. New bitch like gay day, swear to God you won't see her twice. That purple done got me leaning. Damn when they get me started. I'ma need hook, no phonics. Hit the dealership and go retarded. Chopper in the trunk in case your mood swing. Extended clips that standing tall. 2 Chainz. Fuck what you say, my niggas out for the cake. Was on the block every night, was on the block every day. I do this shit for my fam, you do this shit for the fame. I kept it real from the jump, and that's just how I remain. Don't get me started, don't get me started. My nigga, don't get me started. Don't get me started. My niggas go real, they go so hard. So dumb, retarded. Cause a nigga when I think it's sweet, then try me. Don't get me started, don't get me started.
I see how these niggas playing, but I could adapt. These niggas won't hold me back. 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 These hoes won't hold me back. These hoes won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back. I look in my fridge, my shit looking scarce. I got a few kids, we need some shit on the shelf. I get a knock at the door, they say my rent overdue. And why my niggas sell dope, and don't know what else to do. The only thing on my mind, I'm trying to keep on the lights. I call up my slime, I need a kilo tonight. Everything went well, I'm eating steak, no more soup. Then I bought the Capri, I went and got me a coupe. Everything takes time, but this shit came fast. Niggas standing in line, they wanna hold me back. I multiplied my hustle, stimulated my mind, motivated my niggas, and we never divide. No, these niggas won't hold me back. 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 These hoes won't hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. First I got me a Taurus, then I got me a Lexus. I took over Florida, my connect out of Texas. Then I start sipping purple, got my shit screwed. When you feedin' your circle, watch your shipments improve. Fabricate about your fortune, all my fabric's imported. Fornicate in my fortress, 40K still my mortgage, 24K my toilet. All my taxes reported, all my exes deported. Shout out Texas, New Orleans, all these niggas influenced by our hustlers' endurance. I just bought me the purest, but I need some insurance. Niggas watch who you're fucking, just to hate on your bitches. Niggas breaking the rules, niggas facing suspension. These niggas won't hold me back. 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 These hoes won't hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. Mama working 3 jobs till I told her to quit. How we rose from the sewer. Funny now on the shit. Niggas ain't getting money, but they got an opinion. Had his tech making racket, sir, you like it with tennis. Woo. Killers ride for their paycheck. AK, okay, check. Woo. Bitch nigga, let's play chess. Woo. Yo, bitch next, no latex. These niggas won't hold me back. Told the feds they sold me set. Whip and white and then come right back. Whip and white and then come right back. Whoa. These niggas won't hold me back. 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 These hoes won't hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. No. These niggas won't hold me back. 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 These hoes won't hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. No. Pussy-ass niggas. Pussy-ass niggas, they all pussy-ass niggas. Pussy-ass niggas, looking down on these niggas. Pussy-ass niggas, pushing my new Ferrari. Only pussy-ass niggas. Pussy-hoe, pussy-hoe, She a pussy hoe until she give me pussy hoe. Pussy hoe. Pussy hoe. Pussy hoe. She a pussy hoe. These niggas won't hold me back. 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 These hoes won't hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back.
All right, so we back. The show is reset. You know, we're done with that shit. We got it off our chest. The bitch fest lasts for 40 minutes or so. We got some other shit that we need to talk about, which is kind of along the same lines. Somebody got an uppercut over the past week.
Mm.
The most famous uppercut.
Was it at a UFC fight Saturday night?
Unfortunately, no. This is better than that fight because it was free.
So was the UFC fight Saturday night.
I bet it went to uppercut like this one. And by now, everybody knows about the Mortal Kombat uppercut on the skank on the bus. Apparently, a chick, if you haven't seen the video, kill yourself. Because this shit.
Kill yourself. You're going to jail now. You're going to jail now. You're going to jail. That's all you
heard. It was over, and that was a loud ass hit. But y'all know the situation. Chick gets on the bus, the video comes on, and you see them scratch. They going back and forth. They playing the dozens, and the old man is holding his own. He talking about a cut up ass face. I get my granddaughter ass. I get my. He got everybody to beat your ass. So then,
my granddaughter come up
here. Yeah, my granddaughter come beat you down, you know. So apparently she said, fuck it. She said, fuck it. I'm tired of talking. You old, and I'm a girl, and you're not going to hit me. So she walks up and allegedly, well, she definitely pushed him or punched him. And then she allegedly spit on him. Now, if this old man is probably about 60 years old. She is 59. 24, 25. She's 59. So 55. I'm right on point. I'm right on.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Shadia and Lane.
Damn, we naming names on this episode.
Hey, it's on the news.
Hey, and plus, you can't fuck with a nigga that named Artis. His nigga name is Artis Hughes. That's an old nigga name.
Nigga, that's Artis Old Man Strength. Artis, nigga, you don't fuck with an artist, nigga. Like, come on, man.
That's a name. So
yeah, Artis. I mean, your hands hard as bricks.
Man, slavery.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. He probably had his freedom papers in his pocket when he got up. So, y'all saw the video. Y'all know what happened. This nigga hit the perfect form, like on a scale of 1 to 10. This was like a 15. It was the prettiest uppercut I've ever seen.
That looked like some Mike Tyson punch out. You know how Mike Tyson used to go down for the uppercut and come up with the follow through. That shit was so beautiful. And the way he set it up, he was doing like the little Ric Flair strut up to her. And when he was telling her, like, when he put that bus in park, that nigga put that bus, then he did a little walk up to her and he hit that. Matter of fact, it was Vince McMahon-ish. You know, that's what it was. It looked like Vince McMahon walking up to her. Then he hit that uppercut like soda pop. Bah! Oh my God.
He hit her with that motherfucker and then grabbed her before she came back and threw her off the bus. It was the smoothest transition I'd ever seen.
Hey, but I got to give props to Shadia. You ate that motherfucker. Because the way he caught you, the sound, everything, for you to still be up, I'm pretty sure that was adrenaline because the next morning I'm sure that shit was motherfucking hurt.
And then they asked her, she said, I felt like I was in Mortal Kombat. I was like, she said that shit.
She had 4 days to start it.
Finish him.
No, did you see what she said? Like, so, you know, I did learn next time I'll probably just walk away, keep moving. Exactly. That's what your bitch ass was supposed to learn. You don't get uppercut like that and do the same shit again. For the people out there saying that, oh, if it was a man, he wouldn't have done that. You goddamn right, because a nigga, he ain't gonna talk shit nobody not be ready to fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm driving a bus and I got a little young 15-year-old nigga fucking with me, he either gonna know, like, this old man about to whoop my ass, or I'm about to whoop this old man ass. But either way, we know we're gonna exchange a blow. When she did whatever she did, she ain't think she. I bet she ain't wake up that morning and think she was gonna be the uppercut of the year. Like, they show UFC best knockouts, her ass like number 3 for the year. They're gonna be like New Year's Eve, her ass gonna be on the UFC pay per view. They're like, what? How the fuck y'all sneak that in there? And I can't wait to Tosh.0 get to her. I really can't wait because I'm pretty sure that shit gonna be. I don't like Tosh.0 bitch ass little faggot ass nigga. God, but hey, but I'm sure you're gonna give her the business though. I know you are. I can't wait.
But you know, the only thing that's messed up about it is that, you know, like, you know how the Epic Beard Man was able to get a few checks from this. He because she was a girl, he's not gonna get anything from this. I don't think.
Right, he got suspended.
Yeah, he lost his job.
Oh, did they finally fire him?
No, they fired him yesterday.
They fired him?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he can get a job being somebody's security. I mean, hey, look, just think, man, he could be like Justin Bieber security. He uppercutting bitches. He could uppercut a little kid like, fuck it. Bye. He just hit him. Gotta let him, man. You gotta be somebody detailed.
But like, if you notice, he didn't have like the cleanest walk when he started. You know, his knees probably fucked up. You know what I'm saying? He can't walk all that damn way, nigga.
Hey, he probably got old woman fans though. Now he probably getting bloomers in the mail. Women named Patricia.
it was interesting to watch the shit on the bus to see all those people. First of all, about 30 people with cameras. Like, mm-hmm. when the shit started, people just started recording. But when he hit her ass and threw her off the bus, people made noise, but still didn't nobody break it up until he started choking that bitch. When she got back on the bus and started swinging, and he two-hand choked her ass like he was about to cane slam her ass or some shit, that's when they came in and was like, come on, that's a female. That's a female. Now she on the ground because he just threw her to the ground. And he like, she want to act like a man, she get hit like a man. And that's classic fucking knowledge for you people. That's wisdom. You know
what I'm saying? But check this out though too. And like I said, now this ain't like the last news I said where I fucked niggas up. But people in Cleveland are getting petition together asking for his reinstatement because he's been driving what was it 35 years?
25 years.
So they've been asking for his reinstatement because they were saying, you know, he has a bad route anyway.
Of course, he's fucking Ohio. He's in Cleveland, Ohio. It's all bad routes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. My question to everybody on the panel, especially the southern gentleman of the group, is there a level? What's the point? What's the line that if a woman crosses it, she might get chin checked? Mm-hmm. I'm asking you, GQ. What's the line for you to where you would chin check a chick? Because, you know, they quick to get up in your face and go rah-rah.
I mean, I've never hit a woman. I've never put my hands on a woman. I would hope I'll be able to turn the other cheek, but that's spit, man, and that's the heat of the moment. Mm. I mean, if she put her hands on me, I gotta check her. I always told, don't do nothing until they put your hands on you. So I would hope in that situation, I would be able to control myself and you know, boy, if I had a cousin there, boy, Crystal on that mollywop on her.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I'm too old to be fighting. I don't fuck around with that shit, man. I gave that shit up when I graduated college. There's no more fighting. But spitting on me, nigga, you know what? I don't even know if you got enough people and you short the Glock, I don't even know if I can stop myself. That is the worst shit. That is the worst shit. I just be like, you know what? It's fucked up that I'm about to take this L. Because I'm finna hit somebody. Somebody finna catch one. Now, y'all might stomp me out, but I'm finna catch one of you motherfuckers slipping. Spitting on me? Yeah, I can't rock with that.
Isn't it weird? Because if I was sitting right behind him, I was like, look, bitch, don't you gonna make this damn bus wreck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm surprised nobody said, like, bitch, you gonna make the fucking bus wreck.
Yeah,
like,
we didn't point that out. He was driving. This bus was moving.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Be easy. What about for you? What's the point where, now, I think we done heard on another forecast where you already hemmed some broad up. We done already heard about that.
I shook the shit out of a broad 2 days ago.
For what?
And she was acting stupid, man. Let me tell you something. This is a side note.
She came to your house expecting food and shit.
No. If you a side chick and you were sucking a lot of dick when you were a side chick, when you become the main chick, keep sucking dick. Don't stop sucking dick. Wait. I just want to put that out there. That's fucked up. Don't change the ways. Anyway, have y'all seen pictures of her?
Yeah.
I might drag.
Nigga, okay. It's too much going on with your reply. First of all, for you to talk about a side chick to the main chick, that means that you had a main chick at some point. When did you have a main chick?
I mean, you know, you have somebody who number one. You know what I'm saying? You have somebody who number two, number three. Anyway, I would have uppercut her too.
Would you have uppercut her as soon as she said, excuse me, nigga? Or was it the spit that, like, you know?
No, it's just, first of all, like, he supposedly 3 to 4 minutes that she was just fucking with him. So he pulled that bus over and he knocked her ass out. Now, the way he fucked up at is when he threw her out of the bus, he should have closed the door and just kept moving. This shit wouldn't even been no, he wouldn't even got fired.
He was trying to be nice and give her back her pink ass coat.
I went through that shit at the next stop.
Now, see, that's just rude. He had manners.
Did you say that's just rude?
I think the uppercut was justified. I'm sorry. Now, he might have could have just jabbed her, but that was the prettiest goddamn uppercut. I mean, he brought that shit from his Achilles. Mm-hmm. It came all the way up. Man, that was a pretty. He looked, when he was done with his uppercut, he looked like the PGA symbol. He looked like the PGA logo on that ass, dog. I was like, God damn, that's a perfect form. And everybody was like, shit.
I'm telling you, man, that shit was awesome. I watched this shit at least 40 times, like, the first day. Just as, like, the GIF, man. I mean, I mean that follow-through is just so beautiful, man. I just can't. I'm sorry.
And everybody, we try not to talk about shit that everybody's talking about. But we couldn't not talk about this shit. Everybody on YouTube, all your favorite YouTubers are talking about it. And we couldn't skip this shit. It was fucking amazing. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That's
the sad part, you know, black folks, we've been having a tough time with these reality shows and shit. And this didn't make us look good either, you know. But you know what I'm saying? The old man won, Obama won the last debate. It's a pretty good week for black folks. We have.
I'm going to tell you, though.
Go ahead.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Y'all better stop fucking with the old niggas on these buses, though. Just let them niggas alone, man. These old niggas fighting now, man.
Yeah, you got to stop because it was that old white man did that shit too.
Epic Beard Man.
Yeah, that nigga laid him out. That was bad too because that wasn't just one punch. He like hit that motherfucker with a flurry and busted his lip and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, it was his fault. That dude like 6'4". You know what I'm saying? Like that dude, he's not a little dude. So I don't know why the hell he fucked with that white dude. But old niggas on the bus fighting these days, man. So I'm going to leave niggas on the bus along my damn self. So.
Old niggas ain't afraid of shit. They done seen everything. They done had dogs sicked on them. They done had the KKK come after them. They done had bricks thrown through their... They ain't gonna be scared of you.
Okay, so GQ, you tell me, when he uppercutted her, he had oppression.
Yes.
A fucked up ass 401k plan.
Yeah.
A fucked up ass retirement.
The white man probably called him niggas before he got on the bus.
And he just had his stuff up.
Somebody said on YouTube, they was like, that nigga married, saying his bitch probably ain't shit, so he hit her with that uppercut from not getting no pussy the night before. Like, he was holding that motherfucker and got to the bus. He hit her like, I've been waiting on this moment, thank you.
They said that nigga swung his whole pension. They said he put his whole pension in that motherfucker. I seen that, but them comments were even funny.
God damn. Yo, that's a hell of a punch, man. I mean, I don't even know how else
you to... be his union. Yeah, you his union rep. What do you got to say about that? You just like, well, artists,
Right. How you gonna find a nigga? That's defense. Self-defense.
First, backing up. You said with your hands up a little bit, artist. First of all, stay seated.
Right. They fired that nigga when he was at home. There's no way they called him in the office and gave him that damn layoff. You know what? Why don't you just take the rest of the day off? We'll give you a call back Monday, let you know what's going on. That nigga got home and got a message. He got home. Hey, we got to let you go, nigga.
This ain't working out.
This ain't working out. We thought we could reform you, but, you know, the 6 minutes it took you to drive from the workplace to your home, we just decided this ain't going to work.
He said when they were talking to him, he kept balling up his fist and shit like that. Artist, why you balling your fist up?
So now, if I'm artist, I'm going around the rest of Cleveland with my fist balled up for everything. I go to McDonald's, nigga, and it's 10:31, and I still want breakfast, and y'all tell me you're not celebrating breakfast, I'm balling my fist up. Somebody coming out with a sausage McMuffin around his neck. I'm balling my fist up for everything. How much you going to say you going to take off the price of that car? Well, I was thinking you could take another $1,000 off. Nigga, what? Oh, shit, this artist. Hold on. Let me go ahead and put that in, and we'll wash it. There's no way. I think artists could take Kimbo Slice.
Hey, this is the thing I understand, though. You know, when she was doing a little interview, and she said, my lawyer. The fuck you got a lawyer for?
Listen, did you
see? Who the fuck she going to sue?
Did you see her outfit?
Yeah, but who the fuck she going to sue?
Did you see the outfit?
Yes.
She can't afford no lawyer.
No, but she was asking a question where my lawyer told me not to spend. Who the fuck you gonna sue? Yourself? Because you ain't got no goddamn case.
Yeah, first of all, the question lets you know that she don't have a lawyer. The answer, she said, but it looks like either hit him or somehow physically contacted him before this started. And she said, see, my lawyer said I can't speak on that. That doesn't even make sense. It's not. Look, man. There's no way she's got a lawyer. She can't sue anybody but herself. And live strong, artist. Hopefully somebody put you on TV. Carson Daly, you ain't doing shit. Somebody put him on TV because we need to talk to the old man.
In my heart, I wanted the interviewer to say, "Bitch, please."
Yeah.
Like, bitch, please. You ain't got no lawyer. Now stop. That's a damn question.
Come on the Procast. We could do an interview with him right now.
You know what, artist? Fuck with us. NappyAfro@gmail.com. Hit us up, man. We'd love to have you on the show to talk about how these unruly motherfuckers should get knocked the fuck out. Artist for president.
Obama. Yeah, at least president of the Cleveland bus company.
God damn, Cleveland. No wonder LeBron left.
Yeah. Artist threatened his ass.
Right.
Maybe he would have stayed if artists would have talked to him, helped him make the decision. He should have been in the corner right there, goddamn warming up. Hey, LeBron, I think I'm staying Cleveland.
I think I know what happened to LeBron's hairline. Artist knocked that bitch back.
Artist knocked that bitch off.
That's what did it.
Yeah, man. GQ Blue, what's been going on in your world, man? I saw you was in the A this weekend, man. I miss Atlanta, man. God damn, I miss Atlanta.
I don't, man. Atlanta was horrible. Fuck Atlanta. I'm sorry.
Damn, what happened?
I think. Okay, so first off, I was in Atlanta for my homeboy's bachelor party. We're going to try to go down there. First of all, we in homeless capital USA on Peachtree. Bums everywhere.
Yeah.
I literally gave a dude some leftover calamari. GQ Blue helps out the homeless. I'm for the homeless, everybody. Don't get it twisted. And then I got jacked for my phone, and then I almost get arrested on Sunday. So
All of this over some calamari, nigga.
Nah, you don't get no homeless nigga no calamari. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Nigga looked at that shit like, what the fuck is this shit?
He was like, hey, brother, hey, you got something for me? And I was like, man, I got some calamari. What's that, brother? I was like, it's seafood. He's like, oh, I love it. Come on, man, come on. Give it. I was like, you know what? Here. You know what? Have your. Then go out to Strokers, get my phone stolen, and then wake up next morning trying to leave, trying to get out of this hellhole. And the maid calls a cop on me. Calls three cops. He's like, were you over here yesterday? I don't know if you were, there. I didn't see you yesterday. What the? Just ask me, do I have a room? And don't bring three armed cops. Like, I can understand if you brought, the hotel security or some rent-a-cop. They brought three armed cops in because they thought I was homeless.
What the fuck did you have on, GQ? You supposed to be GQ.
Exactly. I had on some J's and some Levi's and a Sigma hoodie. Like, I don't know how the hell I look homeless.
Oh, the Sigma. I was just about to say,
God damn it, you said Sigma. Here come the jokes. I knew that shit, but as soon as you said it, I was like, shit.
No, don't say it. Shit. He said it. Hey, God damn it.
God damn. Atlanta's a motherfucker. You know what? I didn't even tell you about I got took. My first time going to Atlanta, I got took. I was there for goddamn, it was a church retreat. You like how I said that? Goddamn church retreat. We came down to Atlanta to do something. I think we were singing in some choir, some shit we were doing. And it was our first time even getting on the MARTA and shit. And the dude was on that motherfucker in the tunnel and was like, "Yo, I got a gold chain." And he did the hustle back then. They rub it real hard on the towel. They rub it back and forth and don't mm-hmm. know color come off. And they showed up in the light. And they even had the 14K on the damn clasp and shit. So I was like, cool, man. I gave that nigga a solid 60. It was like a Gucci Link. This was like back in 92 or some shit. And so mm-hmm. I was rocking out for that day. Nigga, I was Atlanta out. Let me explain to you my devotion to Atlanta before I finish the story. When I got on the plane to go to Atlanta, I listened to nothing but Southern Playalistic. I listened to nothing but Southern Playalistic. When we landed, before we left the airport, I got me the big ass A shirt and went to the bathroom and put that shit on. Like, I was so ready to be Atlanta. When I got there, I was like, yo, this is love. I love it out here. This is great. So when I see the nigga with the chain, I'm like, yo, I got the gold chain too. Atlanta is the shit. Nigga, the next morning I woke up and that chain was green as fuck. The whole chain. I got took. And I think I paid $60 for that bitch.
God damn.
Yeah. Atlanta.
Reminds me of being in Manhattan and dude tried to sell me a Jesus chain in the bathroom of a Burger King.
And that's, you know what? That's usually what tips you off. is that they got this expensive ass chain, but they sitting right next to a trash can or some shit. This nigga tried to get me downstairs in my apartment complex. I walk into the car. Hey, what's going on, young blood? Hey, man, check this out. I got a chain for you real quick. And I'm looking at his car, and he got like a 1985 Ford F-150. Hey, man, I ain't got no gas. You know, I just dropped somebody off. But I got these two gold chains, man. They should be, you know what I'm saying? They usually go for about $400-$500 each. I let them go right now for about, you know, $100. You know, make me an offer. If you can't do that, make me an offer. I was like, man, I ain't got no $100. You know, I'm entertaining the nigga because I ain't got shit else to do. And I ain't got no $100. What you got, man? Whatever you got in your pocket. All I need is gas. You got $10. That'll work. Nigga, what? A $500 chain for $10? He like, look, man, I got the acid, too. We can do the acid test. We can do all that. I was like, nah, I'm out, bro. You know, good luck at
the magnet test.
Right. Like, you're doing the most right now, dog. I know me and GQ not the only motherfuckers that dealt with some shit in Atlanta.
And I gotta say this too, all y'all Atlanta people out there. Be easy. You in Atlanta. And Jerm, you from Atlanta, right? You used to live in Atlanta, right?
I lived in.
Okay, I'm sorry. I believe this whole Georgia Peace thing is a myth because it was so many busted chicks in Atlanta.
You guys, I'm a.
If I feel like every chick looked 45 in the face, like.
Okay. Let me explain something to you about Atlanta. First of all. One thing I realized when I first went to Atlanta is that I'm a broke-ass nigga. I say that because I was used to taking chicks out of Applebee's and Waffle House and getting pussy. Oh, no. Not in Atlanta, sir. Not in Atlanta, sir. They want to go to the Cheesecake Factory and all that shit, so I don't do that shit. So anyway, the thing about Atlanta is it's certain places where the bitches be at. But it's bitches out there. But it's certain places where the bitches be at. Then again, though, I don't know. I think they're everywhere. I don't know the fuck you went to. There's some bitches in Atlanta.
What were you in Atlanta for, Blue?
Bachelor party.
So you were at a bachelor party and didn't see no bitches?
At a bachelor party? I mean, well, I was at Strokers, but, you know.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And even some of them was hurt. But, you know, we was on Peachtree. We went to Two Urban Licks for dinner. Supposed to be this real nice restaurant. Didn't see nobody there. Was downtown Atlanta over on North Avenue. Ain't see nobody.
Should have went off to Candler Road, nigga. Should have went to the Cal Mall, nigga.
Yeah, the Cal Mall
would have got something. With the Piedmont Mall.
No.
Didn't see nobody.
No.
Yeah. I'm even
Piedmont Mall. Nah, Atlanta, when I was there, now this was, you know, like I said, it was college, so this was 97, 98. It was a lot of chicks there. It was popping. And back then, it was before the... Before the gays took over. So the ratio was perfect enough that all the chicks that was doing something was happy to see a nigga that was straight. So Atlanta was great for us. And we partied up. We knew enough people at the college we was at. So we used to get hit the clubs for free and all that shit. Atlanta was dope. But sorry you didn't have a good time there, bro. That kind of sucks.
Hold on. Did you get your watch back at all? No?
My watch?
No, yeah,
my
phone.
Sorry, you get your phone back?
Nope. I had to go get my crappy ass Samsung from 5 years ago. So brother's hurting right now. Yeah. And top it all off, we were there during Gay Pride Week. So
answered all the questions.
Yeah. I mean, well, shit, nigga. You can't complain about the blizzard when you go to Denver in goddamn December.
We 3 hours outside. We driving down there from Louisville, and then we called my boy because he already down there because he flew in from Houston. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell y'all, found out it was Gay Pride. I was like, But even still, like the city just looked empty. Like it looked empty. Like I'm used to going to Atlanta because I've been to Atlanta a whole bunch. I got family down there. I got an uncle and a cousin down there. I've never seen Atlanta look that empty. Like streets was barely busy. Like I was like, where's everybody at? And it was Clark Atlanta's homecoming. That weekend, and it was still empty in the city.
So. I think y'all were just missing the crowds. I think I may be wrong, but I think you were missing the crowds because I know, like if you go around Midtown, that shit was like packed like shit.
Goddamn, I miss Atlanta. But like I said, y'all, we didn't have an outline for the show. Is there anything that we were supposed to talk about that we missed? Germ, did we lose Germ?
We didn't talk about them 6 touchdowns that Aaron Rodgers threw Sunday night. We didn't talk about that.
I know. I appreciate it because that nigga single-handedly got me through 3 of my games. That was like 60 points.
Yeah.
Did we lose Jerry for real?
Nah, he's still on, but I guess he probably went to the bathroom or something like that. No one hears that.
Yeah.
Nah, what I was gonna say? Nah, yeah, Aaron Rodgers showed his ass. Shit, that game between the Chargers and the Broncos, that was pretty good.
Okay, yeah, we need to touch on that a little bit. there's no way in hell the Chargers are this bad every year. I don't know how they do this every year. For the past, was it 6 years, they would lose out on the first 6 or 7 games of the season and then try to come on strong later. And then last night, especially on Monday Night Football, they're horrible. But on Monday Night Football this time against the Broncos, they went to the half 24-0 lead. And Peyton came out and whooped their ass. And Phillip Rivers forgot how to play quarterback. Not, well, I can't put that all on Rivers. A lot of his receivers was running the wrong routes. He was hitting niggas in the shoulder pads with the ball, and I mean the back of the shoulder pad. Like, they weren't even turning around. They weren't running the right routes. And I think it was 5 turnovers in the second half.
Yeah.
His QBR rating for the second half of the game was 0.2.
I'm proud of that much.
That's because he did complete some passes.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, shout out.
Speaking of, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to give a shout out to Peyton Manning for that hell of a comeback.
Did you see? No, it was like, now, it was almost, it was beautiful seeing that nigga change that line up like 4 or 5 times. Like, you know, he said, you come in, get behind me, go, fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, he having like 0.1 seconds, you know, a millisecond to go on the clock, and he doesn't, the coach like, what the fuck I call a play for? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Peyton is, for me, for my money, Peyton is the best quarterback I've ever seen play.
Yeah. Nobody else does that. Nope. I mean, he would change everything, and that shit worked.
Yeah,
I say Peyton is the best play caller I've ever seen, because I've never seen anybody be able to go to the line and audible like that and command that. But I'm Green Bay all day, so I'm gonna say Brett Favre is the greatest of all time. But seeing as it looks like King Germ sneaked out for a bit while we had this little chance, Monday night Ryback got the contract.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get this wrestling talk here, because we will have. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm going to let you go in a second. We will have the wrestling show for y'all next week to ramp up for the pay-per-view. We will be doing a show for y'all next week for the two wrestling fans that fuck with the site. But go ahead. Let's talk about this shit real quick.
So they forced his hand. John Cena gave Ryback to go to get the contract. Ryback goes and slams Punk, and now we're going to have to see it. So, and we talked about this last week. Mm-hmm. What do you do? If you make him win, you have to give him a real storyline. If he loses, you derail all his momentum and all the build that they did. So I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
It's really simple. And the more I think about this, the more I'm like, WWE, give me a call. It's Hell in the Cell, so we know that it's anything goes. Paul Heyman's going to be outside the ring. Lesnar will be making an appearance. There's no two ways about it. Lesnar will make an appearance. Lesnar will stop Ryback, because Ryback's not going over the top of the cage.
Nah.
So that means that he's got to either pin Punk or escape the cage, right? These are your options. He's not climbing, and if he goes to try and get out the door for whatever reason, if he decides to do that instead of pinning Punk, Lesnar will come in and fuck that up, and we'll be dealing with Lesnar and Ryback as the next thing for the next pay-per-view. It'll happen.
But wait. So, but the problem is, so what do you do with the whole Triple H Lesnar thing? Are you just going to shelve that? Because that never got finished. They keep on talking about they're going to bring Trips back. If you bring Lesnar into it to fight Ryback, are you really going to have Lesnar job to Ryback, a $5 million job to Ryback? But then again,
if you're talking about it being a clean finish. There will be no clean finishes. There won't be a clean finish as a Hell in the Cell, and there won't be a clean finish with Lesnar Ryback. It won't happen.
I think, but it's weird, because I always felt that.
Oh, you're back now, Jern?
I told y'all I had to answer the phone call. Or maybe I said that when I had muted the thing.
Yeah, you clearly said that when you muted.
Well, I'm saying you got
to. I think I heard Blue say something about this whole Georgia Peach thing, and I was just like, oh, I'm going to go in on this nigga. You don't talk bad about no ATL hoes. But, you know, I missed that window. But go ahead. Right. I'm sorry.
So I'm about to say, so give us a minute. This is the thing I'm saying. I always thought that Brock Lesnar going to end up fighting he probably end up fighting Rock. But I thought that Brock Lesnar probably going to end up fighting CM Punk right before WrestleMania or something like that. But this is weird. I'm surprised they went that way.
They had no choice. Ryback is so over right now. There's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do. And Cena did it perfectly by giving Ryback the push. That was the best thing Cena could have done. Go ahead, my bad.
Is he really over if we're still hearing the Goldberg chants? Or is this part of it? Because they were still doing the Goldberg during the Ziggler Otunga match.
I think the crowd just like chanting stuff, but I think that he over, but I think they just don't know who he is. You got, they know, you know what I'm saying? You know how like after a while people's like, man, I fucking fuck with Goldberg. You know, I want to go get a tattoo at the Midnight Iguana in Georgia and blah. You know, they really knew him.
I mean, let's be completely honest. This nigga is Goldberg.
Yeah, but nobody, it's like people are in his corner. People know him and they want to see him slam motherfuckers, but they not, like, they don't know him. They don't know him, know him.
Goldberg didn't cut a promo until his championship match.
They knew him. Listen, man, like I said, I was in Athens, Georgia then. But maybe it was different for me, because I was in Athens, Georgia. And they was, I knew, like I said, where I got my tattoos at, nigga said, hey, you know, I was getting my tattoo, and the guy said, you know who's got a tattoo here? Who? Put a picture out of the shelf? Goldberg had. I said, oh, shit. I don't want that, though, what he got, though. I want something.
Yeah, they were familiar with the nigga because he's local. But it wasn't because he was speaking on TV. Like, that was his whole gimmick for his first, what, 6 or 7 interviews? By Mean Gene, they couldn't get a name out of his ass. They couldn't get him to say nothing. He just looked at him and walked off. So, it's the same thing, and it's so similar that it's kind of fucked up. But we're going to save it because King German's back. We're going to save it for the show that will be next week. You will see it up on the site Tuesday or Wednesday. And that's what it is. It'll be Between the Ropes going audio. Something else we're bringing to you on NappyAfro.com. Jern.
Yes.
Ah, you're back. Did we miss some shit? Because it's about time to wrap this shit up. Did we miss anything on the show this week that we were supposed to talk about?
Talking about the Frocast this week?
Yeah, did we miss some shit on the Frocast that we should have talked about?
We talked about the uppercut. We talked about the drama. Okay, everybody, I don't think we missed that. I don't think so. Did I miss something? I mean, y'all trying to, is it an inside joke or something?
No, I was actually asking because, like I said, we had an outline for this show.
I was saying,
yeah, we had no outline. We was going to have an outline, but, you know, shit happened, and, you know, but... You know what I'm saying? But so then we was gonna go to task on the Fro Nation, but we just decided to just air out some inside issues. I mean, it feel good to clean some, you know, air out some dirty laundry. Fuck it. I mean,
can we get a round of applause that this is damn episode 50? You remember one point time it was like 8 months ago, like 7 episodes. Episode 50 now.
And we've changed a lot. We've changed a lot, nigga. The first two episodes was just music. And then the main two, Jerm and Easy, got together and start rapping. Y'all did that shit for like 10 episodes.
Not even that. We probably did like 7.
And then we had the robot come in and do some music again.
Ghost in the Machine.
And then somewhere around 20.
It wasn't even in. It was like 14. That's when we started doing the Skype shit, man. We ain't start doing the Skype shit till like 2010. That's when I moved down here. Because we was like, damn, this probably going to be the last Frocast. Easy did the little ghost one. And then Easy was like, hey, I got an idea. We could try to Skype it. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Is that how it sounds?
You actually sound like... Don't let him do the Easy.
Right. Don't have him do the impression of you. he make you sound worse than that shit.
I like Urkel and shit like that.
It's been wild, man. I don't know too many other sites, and I don't listen to all the podcasts out there, so there's that. I don't know too many other sites that do a weekly show on a regular basis like we do right now.
I mean, it's some shows out there, but mostly that's all they do is a show. They don't have a site to run to. The site is just their show. Every week, them the only updates you get. You know, besides Tumblr pictures, you know what I'm saying? I ain't call them, you know, they might post a Tumblr picture between shows, but that's it. They don't really have any content. Like, we give you content, then we give you a show, you know, we're trying to get you guests, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we got to be like, once you get hacked, you made it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, our site then got shut down by Universal Records and all that shit. And yeah. I mean, come on, Warner Brothers, whoever it was, shut us down. We got models coming after us, telling us to take their pictures off our site. So, I mean, we out here. We out here. You know what I'm saying? Just, we need the right people. Like, Rap Radar, quit fucking. You fucked with us on all that, but You don't put us on your, you got them little shitty ass sites on your blog, bro. But you follow us on Twitter. You follow us on Instagram. But you ain't gonna put us on your blog, bro. And I ain't gonna say nothing. I see a lot of little sites and stole our ideas because they're on a bigger platform. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I see little shit on other sites that took shit from us. You know,
come on, man. Just name names. We've been naming names all show.
Good relationship with some of these people still. But, you know, I see Be Easy's iPod Shuffle, and I go to another, I see an iPod Hustle or something like that. And I'm like, the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it's weird. Man, B got out, you know, but we cool with these niggas, so I don't say shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, Rap Radar stole one of our ideas. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's little shit that we do on a little small scale that they see, and they say, well, we're on a bigger scale. You know, I can't get mad at that. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, that's how it works in comedy. Whoever makes it to TV with the joke first is the one that originated it. So.
Exactly. And I can't say shit. Like I said, I was the first nigga rocking, you know, a football jersey with some football. I ain't play football, but I had my glove. I had some Nike football glove. And 30 something my glove just to wear with my motherfucking jersey. My Kajana Carter jersey. You know what I'm saying? This was way, Kajana Carter was this shit way before Puffy and Mace start rocking this shit in the video. Method Man.
Oh my God. This is King Jeremy's life's work. He goes back to this fucking shit all the goddamn time.
I know we've heard it 3 or 4 times on the podcast.
I was the first nigga that started rocking it. Nigga,
like I said, Pimpin' Snooki, wherever you at, you probably dead, cracked out now somewhere. But that little limelight that you had, nigga, that was because of us. We kept your motherfucking name alive, nigga. That's how Nappy Afro started. I don't know if we told y'all the story. Probably have.
I think it's time for me. I'm gonna write that story.
Nappy Afro started off of MySpace, off of Pimpin' Snooki. Like we had a Pimpin' Snooki page, and he did a review on Rick Ross album. The first album we ever reviewed for Nappy Afro was Rick Ross' first album, nigga. That was the first album
He didn't review it. I reviewed it as Pimpin' Snooki.
He reviewed it as Pimpin' Snooki, but that was the first review ever. And then from then on, we were just like, fuck. Let's start it, you know, and then, like, anytime we, you know, use a drop, we always use that Pimpin' Snooki thing. Like, I remember somebody said, dang, these niggas milking this Pimpin' Snooki. You goddamn right. You know what I'm saying? You got that.
No, and then you understand is like people think we just took the page. No, we was getting invites to the host parties.
We was getting players calls. Niggas just like, oh, pimp, can you give me some knowledge? And, you know, sometimes I sit there and write them some bullshit knowledge. They be like, I appreciate that, unk. You know what I'm saying? Then we even got beef with the nigga baby mama. She was like, she's like, this ain't. He got 7. He love his kids. He got 8 kids. He ain't born. And I said, thank you for the information. Because, you know, you telling me when he was born and shit. Thank you. He was born January the 15th. Oh, I appreciate that, bitch. I mean, we beefed with his baby mama. Then the nigga made a YouTube. He made a YouTube.
Because he got out of jail.
He said, if you go look on YouTube, Pimpin' Snooki addresses MySpace, whatever, like the person. I mean, and he talk about us. He talks about this guy with the MySpace page. You clown. He said, you up there talking about you can get people clipped. I was like, I remember saying that. I was like, yeah. You can get me indicted. I'm on charges right now about some stuff you said. And I'm just like,
that's
you sitting there talking. Like, you got a big ass hole in your jeans right there, nigga. I'm like, nigga. And I was like, man. So, you know, yeah, man. This Nappy Afro been a long road, funny road. And, you know, that shit never amazed me. That's what this whole spread germ situation, like, this shit never ceased to amaze me. Never, never. I don't know what's next.
I don't know what's next, but we're going to keep this shit moving. Make sure y'all go to it. You'll see us tweeting it out from time to time. We apologize for the spam in advance. If you're not following me or following Nappy Afro, kill yourself. But if you are, you'll see us tweeting about Stitcher. And we've talked about this shit. It's an app you can get on your phone. You can listen to podcasts and shit like that. You go to the Stitcher page. We've got the link. It'll be in this show, in the post for this show. You click on the link. You go to the show, like their page on Facebook. And then you'll be able to vote and nominate us for different categories. I give you the suggestions for that shit as well. But anything like the best entertainment and pop culture, best music review, sports, comedy, original show, best overall show, best new show, all of that shit applies to us. If you'd like to add us as the best cooking show or the best parenting show, go for it. All we're trying to do is get our name out there. You can vote once a day for each category. So as many times as you feel like doing that shit for each category, keep it up. We appreciate the love, man. This is Frocast episode 50. We did it without a script. Go ahead, bro.
Hold on. If you go to the site, click some ads, please.
Yeah, you definitely want to click some ads. we appreciate that. This is kind of the shit that, you know, keeps us around, keeps us doing this. Anything else, man? We got any shout-outs? You want to give any shout-outs, Jerm?
Shout-out to everybody, man. Well, man, fuck all that, man. Main shout-out, I know they're in there here because they're young as fuck, and they better not be listening to their coach on here saying this shit. Shout-out to my Tom Brown Packers, man. Like I said, man, them boys, man, it just felt good to me because I'm the defensive coordinator. I was able to go. I'm going up against a coach that was a D1 offensive coordinator at a D1 SEC school. And for me to put my defense against his guys and the way we dominated, I feel real. I'm on a high right now. I ain't even smoking no reefer today because I'm high right now. I mean, I can't, man, my boys, man, we all good, man. Shout out to Tom Brown Packers, man. We're going to get this work. Man. Lee Park, y'all coming. Oh, Dub Online.
Jerm, stop. We about to wrap the show up, and you trying to add niggas to the show.
I'm just going to add Dub just for one second.
Jerm, don't listen to shit nobody do. He just, Jerm just say, I just do what I want to do.
I'm just going to add for one second.
Hey, add this nigga. We trying to wrap the show up.
Yeah, I'm like, Dub, what's going on, man? It's 50th show, man. Just come in and say what's up, man. See, man, look, man. Y'all already kicked down H2O off the damn team. It's all right.
I didn't kick him off the team. I didn't say he's not down with that Afro. And I didn't name the nigga, but now that you done named him.
Oh, my bad. Damn.
Yeah, I didn't even name the nigga.
I thought we were talking about Dub, too. I'm just
going to
put it out.
Oh.
Well, there they go. And I didn't name no names. Way to go. Way to go, Jerm. GQ, I know we kind of overtalked you this episode, but we definitely appreciate you fucking with the squad. You got any shout-outs, man? Shout-out your blog and shit like that?
I have a couple shout outs. First off, be checking this week, Fro Nation. I have another edition of The Lounge.
Oh, shit. Coming some fashion up. Tips. What we talking about this time? We talking about hats or socks or some shit?
We talking about how to come up for the cheap. Clothes. Nope.
Oh.
it's tips on how to save money so you don't have to blow your budget on your clothes. So all kind of tips on how to shop, where to shop, get deals, all that good stuff.
So you mentioned Marshall's in there? People still shop at Marshall's?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think anybody know where you mean Marshall's in there.
Hey, I used to work
Berlin and Coat Factory. Hey, yeah, Berlin and Coat Factory got the shit.
Yeah, so be looking for that. I already sent it to you, Saul, so whenever we can get it up on the site, that's cool.
Wow.
Shout out to Fro Nation. Shout out to the Blue White family. Shout out to Steve for being there so I didn't get arrested that Sunday. He vouched for me that I was actually in the hotel. And another farewell. My top five has got rearranged again. It's exclusive. It goes hard. And y'all ladies, being GQ Blue's top five now, we had to say goodbye to Melissa Harris Perry. She is now number seven. So it is the re-ranking now is number one, Carrie Hilson. Number two, Megan Good. Number three, Carrie Champion. Number four is Tamron Hall from MSNBC. And number five is Andy Garcia.
It's who?
I'm talking about.
Who's number five?
Ooh. Amy Garcia from Dexter.
Yeah, she made it.
Talking about Batista's sister?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Tamron Hall. Oh, how the hell is Tamron Hall getting your list?
Hey, she don't like men for some reason, man. She like, she just like mean as fuck, man. I don't know about that one.
She do got meme up picture up.
Yes.
You're still fine, so.
Oh.
And as always, shout out to the boo. Love you, Q, and I'm done.
This nigga named his boo after shouting out five other women. Only GQ Blue can do it like that, you know?
I hope she went number seven. The way you think.
Why wasn't number one?
Yeah, why wasn't I number one? Babe, you know you're number one. You might not be. You're number one in the programs. No, you're not number one in the programs.
You're number one in my heart.
Yeah.
Go ahead, B-Eazy. You got any shout-outs, bro?
Nah, not really, man. Like I said, when I jumped on the forecast, I had woke up for about 15 minutes. So appreciate y'all dealing with me. Nah, shout-out to the nation, man. Once again, we own... Nappy Afro. We on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, all under the name Nappy Afro. Afro, fuck us up. get an ass on the site. Fuck was that? These ads are gonna pay for these shirts. I'm just gonna go put it out there. These ads are gonna pay for these shirts. I'm just saying it outright.
These shirts ain't
coming. The ass pop over there. Y'all
these shirts also, won't hold me back. These shirts won't hold me back.
Yeah, I also give a shout out to Spread Germs. I didn't say that I'm bad about you on this. It was just all them other niggas talking shit about you.
Call the nigga a pussy.
Call him a bitch. For real.
You told him to suck your dick. He said he was a girl. Come on.
Let me tell you. Listen, I heard this too. I heard that you were mad because he wasn't feeling fresh.
Oh, you know what, man? I don't have any shout outs this week. Just
so is it the UGG boot ad that you talk about under the Facebook thing?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to fix that.
Yeah, hey, that shit gangster, man. Wayne wear UGGs, nigga. What the fuck wrong? Oh yeah, man. Y'all, hey, I ain't finished listening to that Frocast last week, but 51. A matter of fact, I know who's gonna be on the cover for episode 51. That's my son's football number, so I'll be sending you an image of his jersey. So all right, and that's what we will put up for episode 51.
Now I already know how this picture finna look like. Some shit. It's gonna be low res. It'll be about 200 pixels wide. I'm gonna have to stretch.
So what do I need to do to fix that? What I'm gonna need to do to fix that?
Don't see one in.
Don't see one in. We're talking about this shit off the show, man.
And I love Prince Germ. Don't send one in.
This is episode 50. No shutouts this week, man. We appreciate y'all fucking with us for 50 episodes. We about to do 50 more motherfuckers. And, you know, just keep rocking with the nation. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Vote for us on Stitcher. And we'll holler at you on episode 51 of the Frocast next week. And we'll have the Between the Ropes next week. And we got some reviews coming next week. We popping right now. That's what the fuck is up. We popping right now. So we'll holler at you next week. Peace.
I got one more thing to say.
I love you, Spread Germ.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I got one more thing to say. Go Gators. Let's beat them cocks this weekend, baby.
Wow. Wow. Beat those cocks? Is that what you really said?
Yes.
Oh, man, we out. Episode.
Yo, before we go out, shout out to my Cardinals.
It's
homecoming weekend. We gonna beat USF. Go Cardinals.
Let me help y'all niggas out, because this is 50 episodes, and I think we have a miscommunication. When I wrap up the show, that's the end. That's the motherfucking end. You niggas come around this bitch at 9:29 when the store closes at 9:30. Shit is over. It's fucking done.
He said last watch. Is at 8:30.
That's it. Fucking done, man. And we holler at you next week. Peace.
NappyAfro.com